From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. India is preparing for a big offensive against Maoists. The Maoists are insurgents inspired by the Chinese revolutionary Mao Zedong. Hundreds of people are killed each year in fighting between the Maoists and Indian forces, but the conflict doesn't usually get much attention. Now, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the impact of the Maoists has been growing.
They've attacked a security patrol, killing 17 policemen. They've beheaded a police intelligence officer. They've attacked rail and telecommunication links. All this in just over 1 week. The long-neglected war between the Maoist rebels of rural India and the government is now making national TV headlines. It's generating an emotional debate.
An insurgency should not be diverted by the talk of free speech. Free speech is there, it's inalienable, but this is a threat on our fundamental sovereignty of the state.
Maoist insurgents are active in about one-third of India, mostly in the forests of the central and eastern parts of the country. R.J. Sani, director of the Institute for Conflict Management in New Delhi, says the heavily impacted areas are significantly less than that. Even in those areas, he says, the rebels don't actually control territory, but they can and do prevent the government from functioning. Sani says nationwide there's an estimated 20 to 25,000 full-time armed revolutionary cadres.
These are guys who don't do anything else. They're just out training or fighting. More importantly, however, they have a very large number of trained militia. These people are also armed, though usually not armed with very sophisticated weaponry.
An even larger number is sympathetic to the Maoists and their battle to defend the poor, from low-caste labourers to tribal farmers, against land-hungry, mineral-seeking government and industry. India's government is getting ready to take on the rebels. It's planning a campaign using police and paramilitary forces to crush the Maoists in the places where they're strongest. Yesterday, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh declared yet again that the Maoists represent the greatest internal threat facing India. This time, he said the federal government's preparing to act.
I sincerely hope that in days and months to come, you will see some positive developments in this regard.
Professor Brahma Chalani from the Centre for Policy Research, a New Delhi think tank, says until now the federal government has expected India's states to combat the rebels.
The state governments have been overwhelmed by the growing menace posed by the Maoists, and they have been unable to actually contain this problem. This problem has actually grown in recent years. So what we are seeing now for the first time in recent days is the federal government agreeing to get involved in a problem in which it should have been involved some years ago.
Will this work? Opinion is divided. Gopalapuram Pattasarathi was once one of the country's most senior diplomats and is now an author and commentator. He thinks the government campaign against the Maoists will eventually succeed.
Politically, it's come at a time when at grassroots level in the villages, opinion has turned against the Maoists. So yes, people's support is going to be there. And as long as you have good intelligence, I think you can deal with the Maoist.
Government officials emphasize that India's army will not be taking part. They're anxious to stop people worrying that Indian soldiers might end up attacking and killing their own people. However, Air Force helicopters will be used to provide air cover and to spot Maoist jungle hideouts. Human rights activists point out that India's Air Chief Marshal has asked for government permission to use machine guns on his helicopters if they're fired on. India's government's urging the Maoists to lay down their arms and to enter a dialogue. Ajay Sani of the Institute for Conflict Management says the rebels aren't interested in negotiations.
There is no common ground between our constitutional democracy and the outcome the Maoists seek, what we call democracy. They call it the parliamentary pigsty. The only situation in which you can negotiate with the Maoists is when they have been beaten.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.